absorbed fractionation of water extractable organic matter and iron oxyhydroxide, IFTHRMS. And welcome our speaker.
Okay, thank you. This is a 5-minute talk, so this is unlike the other one, so this is going to be fairly quick, but hopefully I'll just concentrate on the important parts. What I'm going to talk about today is the absorption or adsorptive fractionation of three organic matter samples extracted from three crop residues, wheat, corn, and soybeans, which happen to be the three most dominant crop residues. And I'm going to analyze the pre- and post-sorption after reaction of Gertite using ultra-high resolution mass spectroscopy. This figure on the right, this is like the fifth time I've seen this in the last 3 days, because basically we're trying to get rid of the term humic acid, and it's been replaced or proposed by Lehman and Kleber in their 2015 article that it's more of a soil continuum model. And as you can see on the right, it's the adsorption of these molecules to mineral surfaces that are important in sort of the preservation of organic matter. So I extracted the three crop residues, did a traditional adsorption isotherm, reacted it for 48 hours, still through it, etc. And you can see that if it's the three crop residues are showing pretty similar adsorption affinity. The slope of that is basically the measure of affinity. They're pretty similar. There is a statistical difference between corn and soybean, corn being having slightly more stronger affinity. The middle pie charts there are sort of the different chemical classes of compounds that you can calculate from their oxygen to C and hydrogen to C ratios. And you can see that corn is dominated by lignin-like molecules, whereas soybean is more dominated by sort of non-nitrogen-containing aliphatic compounds. So that we do see differences in sort of the makeup of these crop residues. And the figure on the right shows the dark red, there's more color differential, but the dark reds are the stuff that was absorbed, and this lighter kind of rust color or whatever is what was left in solution, so they were not absorbed. And you can see that the condensed aromatics and sort of the more separate aromatics are strongly absorbed to the Gertite, as are the carbohydrate-like molecules and the N-containing aliphatics. Whereas you can see that the non-N-containing aliphatics seem to have low affinity for the surfaces. And the lignin, which tends to be anywhere from 50 to 70% of the intensity of the sweet or organic molecules, it's interesting that it's found both in the sorbing or the adsorbed and the non-absorbing fraction. So that wanted to look into that in more detail. And this is just a plot of the intensity of the adsorbed molecules and the non-absorbed. And this is lignin as a function of the number of the oxygen molecules in the formulas. And you can see that there's a similar trend here. And this red line is a moving average of the terms. And you can see at all three, at relatively fewer numbers of oxygen, we're getting net, or they're being absorbed. I put the adsorbed intensity as positive and those in the non-sorbed as negative, so I can easily calculate these averages. And you see the trend of the smaller molecules being absorbed, the intermediate range being non-absorbed, and once you get into the higher oxygen numbers, and this presumably larger, they're absorbing. And something something didn't show up here. That's not important. We'll just focus on this. I'm interpreting the lower number of oxygen bonding through probably intersphere bond formations because they tend to be aromatic compounds. This middle part is probably steric hindrance. They're large enough that those carboxyl groups can't go into a bonding formation, whereas if you get high enough, you get a lot more carboxyl bonds or functional groups, and you're absorbing through formation of hydrogen bonds. So these ultra-high molecular scale type instrumentation is great because it allows you to get sort of the much more molecular level information that one seeks to kind of improve our understanding of them.
Let's thank our speaker. Unfortunately, we don't have time for a question.
Thank you.